Friday, May 4th, 2007, I'm your host Anastasia Uglova with a special podcast reaction to the Republican presidential debate Thursday night. I'm interviewing Cato's Director of Health and Welfare Studies, Michael Tanner, whose new book, Leviathan on the Right, How Big Government Conservatism Brought Down the Republican Revolution, details what has gone wrong with modern Republican policy. The book is available from the Cato online bookstore at www.catostore.org. So how do you think the debate went last night? I think the endless mentions of Ronald Reagan definitely stood out in my mind.
Well, they brought up Ronald Reagan's name about 19 times, I think, by the latest count. But simply mentioning Ronald Reagan is not the same as promoting Ronald Reagan's policies. The fact is, at least among the front runners, there still doesn't seem to be a genuine small government conservative among the group. From wanting to have a national alternative fuels program to national ID cards to meddling in health care reform, it really seemed that this was a group that still wanted to see government get involved in almost every aspect of our lives.
You didn't feel that any of the candidates measured up to the legacy? What about Ron Paul, for example?
Well, Ron Paul certainly spoke out as a principled small government conservative. On the other hand, you know, have to face the fact that Ron Paul is trying to run his campaign for about $1.98. He's not a serious candidate in the sense that he's going to be there at the end. On the other hand, I do think it's important that he be in these debates. He certainly does try to keep the other candidates honest.
Well, they talked a lot about Reagan, but on the other hand, there was a distinct lack of mention of George W. Bush's handling of the economy.
Well, there wasn't much mention of handling of the economy at all, actually. We know they all want to cut taxes and they'll all veto pork, but there was no discussion of No Child Left Behind or the Medicare prescription drug benefit or what we're going to do about Social Security reform. This was really still dominated by a discussion of Iraq and foreign policy. I would like to see the candidates have to come down and talk about what they're going to do about the size, cost, and scope of government generally.
Well, you know, McCain was actually very unambiguous about his intention to veto pork. That would help small government.
Well, and McCain, in many ways, is a genuine fiscal conservative. But there's a lot more to the size of government than just how much pork barrel spending there is. John McCain is someone who believes that the First Amendment should be put in quotation marks, who sponsored a bill to limit free speech rights in campaigns, who believes that every issue from baseball steroids to airline seating policies deserves to be a federal issue. There's a long way to go between McCain vetoing pork and his being a genuine small government conservative. The same is true for most of those candidates.
Interestingly, also Giuliani mentioned the need for a national ID. So if anything, at least one of the major candidates is moving in the other direction towards bigger government.
Well, several of the candidates brought up national ID card. In addition, Mitt Romney defended his Hillary Clinton-style health care plan, which would impose a universal mandate on individuals, subsidize people earning $62,000 a year for a family of four, create a massive new bureaucracy that, in his state of Massachusetts, has outlawed insurance policies with deductibles of more than $2,000 and mandated that prescription drugs be covered under the state's plan. Hardly a Reagan-style health care plan. You also saw McCain and others call for a national alternative fuels program, spending billions of federal dollars to come up with alternative hydrogen-powered cars or whatever. I think there still is an opening in this field for a genuine small government conservative. We'll have to see if one jumps in.